There are secular forces in our country that hate Christmas because the word itself is a reminder of Jesus Christ. So said AFA President Tim Wildman. AFA is the American Family Association, based in Tupelo, Mississippi. Wildman continued, "They want to eradicate anything that reminds Americans of Christianity. That is why it is important to remind both governments and corporations to keep the word Christmas alive. AFA wants to keep Christ in Christmas and Christmas in America." This 11th year for the naughty or nice list is significant because we can witness the progress of many retailers over the years. A decade ago, some stores routinely used the word holiday to remain politically correct, but we know that Americans want to hear greetings of Merry Christmas in their favorite stores. It's been gratifying to see the list become a success and see that some stores have taken this message to heart. This is a message from Tim Wildman of the American Family Association. He's the president of that group, and we're going to talk right now with his son, Walker Wildman, who is the assistant to the president at the American Family Association. This is Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb. And Walker, so great to have you back on the program. Thank you for joining us.
Hey, Jerry. Glad to be on.
All right. So tell us about the naughty or nice list and what changes did you see from, say, last year? This is Christmas 2018 that we're talking, and this is something, as we just mentioned, this has been going on for 11 years now.
Yeah. Yeah, this all began, as you mentioned, about 11 years ago. What we noticed is, what the American Family Association noticed is, some of these major retail companies during the Christmas shopping season, they were actually not even promoting or using the word Christmas in their advertising. Rather, they were using the term holiday, or Xmas, if you will. So this was a little disturbing because what it was doing is it was purging the word Christ or the word Christmas from Christmas. And you and I both know, and your listeners know, that without Christmas, without Jesus Christ and his birth, there would be no Christmas season. And so we found it important to fight back against this censorship and to make sure that Christ stays in Christmas. And so that's what we've been doing with these retailers the past 11 years. And we're on the winning side of this. We've had some good success. There are still a couple of naughty people on a couple of companies on the naughty list. But in large part, we've seen great success here, and dozens of companies have recognized the word Christmas in their Christmas advertising.
Okay, let's start with the nice list. Who's on the nice list this year?
Well, we have about 30 or 35 on the nice list, but just a couple that everyone will know. We have Walmart on the nice list. You know, if you go in their stores, you're going to see Christmas trees. You're going to see Merry Christmas right when you walk in the door. On their website, you're going to see the term Christmas used over and over and over again. And so that's one. You have Bass Pro Shops, Ace Hardware, you have Cracker Barrel. You go in Cracker Barrel and you see Bible verses and Christmas trees.
Really?
And nativity scenes. And so, and they're playing Christmas music over the loudspeaker. So Cracker Barrel is on our nice list. That's just to name a few, but, you know, if any of your listeners want to view the list, they can visit our website, afa.net/Christmas, to see all those.
Yeah, and if you don't mind, I could just mention just a few others. There's Big Lots, Dollar Tree, Hobby Lobby, JCPenney, Michaels, TJ Maxx, and then Ace Hardware. I don't know if you mentioned that before. How about the naughty list?
Yeah, you know, some of these companies on the naughty list, they just stay there. And year after year, we grade them naughty, and they know what they're doing. You know, we've even had some of them reach out to us trying to get things right, and they keep getting it wrong. But on the naughty list, you have Barnes & Noble, Foot Locker, Office Max, Staples. You have Best Buy on the naughty list. Gap Inc. is on the naughty list. Old Navy's on the naughty list. Let's see, Victoria's Secret's on the naughty list. And the list goes on there. Walgreens is on the naughty list. Mm. So these companies are on the naughty list, and the reason they're on the naughty list is because they want money from Christmas shoppers, but they don't want to advertise the term Christmas because it's inherently a Christian holiday. So those are the companies on the naughty list, And they're in the minority, but nonetheless, they're still a minority list.
Yeah. I remember this one time I was interviewing this pastor, a black pastor in Fort Lauderdale, and he said, it's his birthday, but he's not even invited to it, talking about Jesus and Christmas. Where does Target fit into all this?
Well, Target's on our naughty list. Well, they're not listed on our naughty list, but in a serious note, Target is going to make the naughty list on this one, but not just for the Christmas, for the lack of using the word Christmas, even though Target hardly uses the word Christmas in their Christmas advertising. But Target's on our naughty list because, as you know, about 2 years ago, they announced that they would be allowing men into women's changing areas and restrooms, and the same restrooms as our little girls. So Target has been very bad when it comes to family-friendly policy, and for that reason, we still have a boycott going against Target. And so whether it be during the Christmas season or not during the Christmas season, we would encourage all of your listeners to avoid shopping at Target.
Huh. What would you say to those who might accuse the AFA of being petty and mean-spirited? I'm sure you hear charges like that.
Yeah, well, the reality is it's these companies that are being petty and mean-spirited because, I mean, they're being the Grinch. And the reason they're being the Grinch is because they want to make our money. They want us to come spend our hard-earned money in their stores, but they don't want to recognize one of the few Christian holidays that everyone in the country and across the world recognizes. And so, you know, as long as they're going to keep being the Grinch, as long as they're going to keep pouring coals on our Christmas season, then we're not going to spend money in their stores. And if they want to come on the nice list and they want to actually recognize the reason for the season, and that is Jesus Christ, then, you know, we'll be glad to come shop in their stores. But in reality, we know that many of these companies are dominated by the politically correct culture, and that keeps them from recognizing reality.
Okay, so there's the nice list, there's the naughty list. We haven't mentioned the marginal list.
Yeah, the marginal list is these companies that seem to be riding the fence. They can't really make up their mind whether they want to celebrate Christmas or not. A couple of these companies here, there's not very many of them, but Academy Sports and Outdoors, Safeway is on the marginal list. Amazon.com is on the marginal list. Dollar General, Sears, CVS Pharmacy, Kohl's, and Starbucks. Those are the eight companies on the marginal list. And, you know, these companies, you can shop there if you want. They're not on the naughty list, but they're still kind of in the middle there. They haven't made up their mind. But we would encourage all of our supporters who view this list to go shop at these companies that are on the nice list and let them know that you appreciate them recognizing Christmas. And when you're checking out, make sure you tell the cash person checking you out Merry Christmas.
There are $3 stores by name that are on three separate lists of your groupings, okay? The Dollar Tree is on the nice list. Dollar General is on the marginal list. It can go either way. And then the naughty list has Family Dollar. That's an interesting thing. So Dollar Tree, nice. Dollar General, marginal. Family Dollar, naughty. Again, according to the AFA.
Yeah. Yeah, what happens here is, you know, these companies, obviously all three of those dollar stores are owned by different, you know, they're different companies, they're owned by different people. But what happens here is, you know, the management, this is a conscious decision. This just doesn't happen, you know, on accident, and that is the purging of Christ and Christmas from these stores. These executives, the people at the top of these companies on the naughty list and the marginal list, they have to make an intentional decision to not use the word Christmas in their advertising, because naturally, you know, it's Christmas season, you're going to use the word Christmas, just like in New Year, everybody says New Year, and so on. So these companies on the naughty list, this is not by accident, you know, this is not unintentional. These companies are intentionally not using the word Christ or Christmas in their advertising.
How effective is this naughty or nice campaign of the AFA?
Oh, it's tremendously effective, and as I mentioned early on, we're on the winning side of this. I mean, some even consider this a war that's already been won. Some have even said we don't need to do it anymore because we've won this battle. But I think it's important to continually point this out, continue to be on offense when it comes to this issue, because I'm afraid that if we kind of lay back off this issue, we're going to start seeing some of these companies on the nice list start not using the word Christmas in their advertising next year. But we have, you know, these companies, they keep an eye on this list. Many of them call us and they'll ask us what they can do better, how they can advertise Christmas better in order to get over to our nice list. And so it's been a tremendous success.
Huh, good. I want to review some of this, and this is part of this will be repeating of what we heard earlier, but I want to focus on the nice list for just a moment, because this includes Hallmark, Bed, Bath and Beyond, Cabela's, not even sure what that is, Ace Hardware, Lowe's, L.L. Bean, Macy's, Marshall's, my wife loves that store, T.J. Maxx, Walmart, Toys R Us, and many others. That's interesting, and that's worth noting and bringing out to light.
Yeah, and that's, you know, this is the good thing about this time of year, the good thing about this Naughty or Nice list is there's a lot of options as far as places to shop. As you mentioned, you just named a handful there, but we have almost 40 companies that publicly and proudly proclaim the Christmas season. They're not shy of what the meaning of Christmas is. And so this is a great thing. It's very important to keep an eye on this list. And Christmas, as I mentioned several times, Christmas is about the birth of Jesus Christ, who lived a sinless life, to come on this earth and die on a cross so that we could have eternal life with God the Father. And so
through faith in Him,
if we allow these companies to purge Christ from Christmas, and then all the secular world will not know why we even celebrate this time of year. So it's important we keep Christ in Christmas.
Yeah, it's so interesting, too, just as a matter of fact, the retail stores do so well in December, and they a lot of times they catch up with their budget months-wise, in the month of December because of Christmas. So it's like D. James Kennedy once said, all the merchants of America should get together on December 26th, the day after Christmas, hold hands and sing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. And yet, as you're pointing out, some of these merchants, they want to profit from Jesus and Christmas and Christ and all that, but they don't want to have any kind of acknowledgement of their debt. It reminds me of life itself. I mean, every beat of the human heart is by the grace of Jesus Christ. For every human being that lives, because He is the co-creator, and to Him we shall all give an account. And yet, if somebody tries to spread the gospel or something, oh, that's a bigoted message, or that's hate speech or something like that. So what a crazy thing. But I think Jesus said it best in one sentence: light has come into the world, but men prefer darkness because their deeds are evil.
Amen. That's exactly right, Jerry. So we, as Christians, we need to stay focused on why we celebrate Christmas and the reason we do it. The gifts, the food, the family time, it's all great. But at the end of the day, we need to remember that we celebrate this season because of what Jesus Christ did for us and what Jesus Christ offers to the whole world, and that is forgiveness of sins and eternal life. And so let's stay focused on the reason that we all celebrate Christmas.
Yeah, and also not to get so caught up in the commercialism that we forget the real purpose of it, which is, again, to focus on Jesus, who came in humility and in poverty and so forth. Your website is afa.net, so people could look up. How would they look up and find out the naughty list, the nice list, the marginal list, etc.?
Yeah, the easiest thing to do is to go directly to the page, and that is afa.net/Christmas. That's afa.net/Christmas. It'll take you right there to the Naughty or Nice list.
Walker Wildman, thanks so much for being with us on Vocal Point. God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you.
All right. Merry Christmas, Jerry. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you now. Bye-bye.